The protests were organized as word spread that Amar Adi had been transferred to the private federal prison in Youngstown Friday, while his family was awaiting his release at the Geauga County Jail. They had expected him to be freed after a House Judiciary Subcommittee had asked the Department of Homeland Security to review the case. The House is considering a bill from Congressman Tim Ryan to give Adi permanent status. Adi's wife of 29 years, Fida Musla, spoke at Saturday's rally in downtown Youngstown.
We're not going to give up. Of course not.
Yesterday, the Council on American-Islamic Relations rallied for 2 hours outside the Northeast Ohio Correctional Institution, where Adi was being held. Gubernatorial candidate and former Congressman Dennis Kucinich joined the protest. Immigration and Customs Enforcement told the Youngstown Vindicator that it's reviewing the congressional order. It also said it has the authority to deport someone, even if the action has been stayed, if it has evidence that, quote, in its judgment, warrants immediate removal. Immigration officials maintain Adi's first marriage was a sham so he could get a green card. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.